AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Now that Donald Trump has decided not to participate in Thursday night's final GOP presidential debate before the Iowa caucuses, who are the other candidates going to attack?
I think one of the motivations for Trump was that the other six candidates on the stage were going to be aiming almost all their firepower at him. After all, he's now the runaway front runner. Of course they're going to go after him.
Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics, was asked tonight what Trump's decision means for Reince Priebus, chairman of the GOP National Committee.
Part of it depends on the outcome of the election. If somehow a Republican still wins the presidential election, he'll be fine. But if the Republicans blow this election, Mr. Priebus is going to be looking for another job. That much is obvious to everybody, including him.
While Hillary Clinton campaigns in Iowa, Bernie Sanders is heading back to Washington for some FaceTime tomorrow in the Oval Office with President Obama. An American pastor is back home tonight in Idaho.
KBOI-TV showed Saeed Abedini stepping off the private plane in Boise Tuesday afternoon. The 35-year-old Abedini spent the previous 5 days with his parents and sister at a retreat in North Carolina. His wife, Nagme Abedini, and their two children originally planned to meet him at the retreat operated by the Reverend Franklin Graham. Graham's spokesman, Mark DeMoss, told the Idaho Statesman newspaper that the plans changed, with Abedini returning to Boise to reunite with them. Pastor Abedini was one of four Americans released by Iran under a negotiated prisoner exchange. I'm Steve Coleman.
Enforcement source tells the Associated Press tonight a leader of an armed Oregon group that has occupied a federal wildlife refuge for weeks has been arrested. This is AP Radio News. The mayor of Milwaukee is grateful to federal authorities for thwarting a planned attack on a Masonic temple by a 23-year-old Milwaukee man.
When law enforcement is doing its job and is able to thwart something before violence occurs, many people don't take notice of it. This is a situation where people should sit up, take notice, be thankful for the FBI, and be thankful for the U.S. Attorney's Office.
A Florida man accused of threatening to firebomb a mosque last fall has accepted a plea bargain. Federal court documents filed today show that 43-year-old Martin Schnitzler of Seminole has agreed to plead guilty next month to one count of obstructing people in the free exercise of religious beliefs. He faces up to 20 years in prison, but sentencing guidelines will likely call for a significantly lighter punishment. A hearing is scheduled for Schnitzler on February 8th. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.